Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to take this moment, since we're coming to the last few moments of the first hour, and to share about the wisdom moment. You know, every week we talk about a word of wisdom. Of course, today is the 23rd of the month, and so we look into chapter 23 of Proverbs, and it's so important. Wisdom will fix all this. God's wisdom, no matter what it looks like, because you watch the news, and when people get frustrated, it's best not to watch them. But if you watch the news, you'll get frustrated. The reason why you're frustrated because you hear people talking about knowledge, and they're saying, grown folk, you know what I'm saying? Grown folk been around for a long, long time who can drive a car and happens to be a congressman or a senator. You know, they're grown folk, and they're saying things you think, what, you know? And what it is there's no wisdom there.
That's right.
There's no wisdom there. And if it's plotting, it's deviance there. They're trying to deceive or lie. But quite often, if you get close enough, you'll find out that more than likely there was just no wisdom. Because most politicians, you know, are wanting to get reelected. But sometimes you can sit and talk with one, you know, and this is not all politicians, but you find out like,
goodness, you want wisdom in order to get wisdom.
Yeah, right.
And not push it away, you know.
It's like, oh, these paradigm shifts, like, oh, we're in trouble, God.
Yeah.
We're in trouble.
This explains a lot, man.
And so and God will let a prideful person, people lead. He will let them lead. Don't think because somebody's against God's way of doing things, or they're prideful, or they're just have their own agenda that God won't let them lead. But know this, in America, we choose our leaders. So you need to get to know them so you can find out, you know, if that is true or not. Well, the wisdom for today, then. We want wisdom then, don't we?
Yes.
We want wisdom. Because if you have knowledge without wisdom, you're the only one that knows that you don't have wisdom, because all you talk about is what you know.
All right.
But when you talk about it, you just go like, whoa. And see, so I'm letting you know. I'm kind of giving you a helpful hint here. We know. Now you need to get wisdom.
All right.
It's like the universities. You know, you go to universities, you got all these guys working so hard to get their education, but they have yet to apply that knowledge. And so they'll be in great debates with you. They'll talk about things. But until you walked in a businessman's shoes, you know, until a doctor's gone through surgery and been there, a lost life, until you've been there and gone through it, you don't know how to apply it yet.
So you had a payroll, cut some checks.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know, if you've ever been a business owner, and we've been business owners that, you know, that's a praying man and praying woman trying to make payroll.
Yeah.
Well, today's proverb then, because we want wisdom, is Proverbs 23, verse 6 through 8. It reads, "Do not eat the food of a stingy man. Do not crave his delicacies, for he is the kind of man who is always thinking about the cost. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. You will vomit up the little you have eaten and will have wasted your compliments." Think about it. I mean, God's word is so powerful. So much wisdom, right?
Yeah.
Some people, with no wisdom, I guess, they just say, oh, look what you can get. Look what you can get. You know, it's like, God says, don't even do that. I mean, if you have somebody that's you're like, you know how much that costs? It's like, well, no. You know.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were how much does that, you know what I said, cost? Well, no. And you know me, I would.
Yeah.
No.
No.
You're looking right at the price tag. Is that what that is? You know, that's why I surround myself with people who know the culture. Yeah. But they're trying to look. It's sort of like when Barnabas went to go give. He sold his land and he went to go give his land, right? And he gave everything. Well, Ananias and Sapphira saw that as well, right? And they saw what they thought he was getting, all this glory and stuff, and that obviously wasn't Barnabas. And so they go, hey, we want to do the same thing. And so they sold their property or whatever, and then they figure out at the kitchen table, you know, and that whatever it was, and they decide what they're going to give half of it, but tell everybody they gave all of it. You know, and of course they find themselves lying, you know, to God, and it wasn't to Peter, and obviously they did not have the ability to text each other, because he could have texted his wife as he was falling to the ground, as he was dying, and let her know, or at least somebody in the crowd could have said, "Hey, you better tell the truth. Your husband just hit the ground and died."
Mm-hmm.
But they were all about, you know, it had nothing to do with what they were giving you. It had nothing to do with what they were giving God. And there are people, you know, there's people that, you know, that they're all into how much it cost. And don't you remember when I gave you a $25 whatever, or $100 this, or $100 that? And what they were doing, they're actually trying to control you. They're trying, there's all other meanings. You'll regret the day. When they say you'll vomit about God, you'll regret the day that you ever ate that food.
Mm-hmm.
You'll regret the day that you borrowed that.
Whatever.
Maybe it's a car. You know, maybe somebody says, "Hey, I got a great vacation place for you. It's at 322 Jezebel Avenue."
Yeah.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And there's a whole strategy there. You're going to regret the day that you sat down to eat at her table.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though the food kind of tastes good at the point, realize there's a strategy to that.
Because there's a string attached to that gift.
You're giving with no strings attached, right?
That's right. You know, it's just like, careful, careful, careful. Because if I owe you because you gave me, then you really didn't give me. Right?
That's right.
When someone gives you something, what do you say?
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's right. You know, and if you and that type of person that has that kind of stronghold, they'll say, you know, you owe me, you owe me, you owe me, you owe me, I own you, I own you, I own
that's
you.
That's right.
And that's when you go, blah, and you and you give it back, right? Or you go buy them another one. They're like, "Oh my goodness, I thought it was a gift. Oh, what are you talking about?" And so it's in Proverbs, the word of wisdom today is understanding, don't eat at every table that's offered you something, whether it's food or stuff or things. Understand right now there's a lot of tables being prepared in America, and the goal of that table is to get you to eat from it, but there's going to be a day that you're going to vomit that out. You're going to literally be so sick that you ate from what was being offered to you, because there's a cost involved, and they're going to bring it up, and they're going to tell you what it is. And so be careful. Be careful where you eat. Be careful where you dine, and understand that even with when you think about, you know, Jezebel and Ahab, as God tells us about them, that her prophets ate at her table.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? They all sat around and ate at her table. And so they ate her food. Mm-hmm. They ate her food. They ate what she had to offer them. And they were her prophets, not God's prophets.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to be careful where you eat. You got to, you know, and understand this, that it's no strings attached. And if there is, you know, if there is, then you don't want to eat it because you might choke on the string, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you're looking at the end of something at that point when you have to explain to that particular business or group or governmental leader or whatever. It's like, nope, I'm not going to give up that part of my life. Sorry, I thought it was just a sandwich.
Yeah,
you know, God showed me that. Remember, God showed me. I literally had a vision, a dream about that, not eating at the table where all these men were eating. He showed me all these men eating at the table of the adversary. And I was just like, I'm not going to eat this food. Something's wrong with it. And so I'm walking out of this restaurant, and I'm looking in a dream, and I'm looking at this food, and all of a sudden the food started moving in my hand. I'm like, see, I told you there's something wrong with that. You know? And then he showed me in that dream. We'll talk more about it in the future, but he said, you know, because I didn't eat the food, because I didn't eat the food that everybody else was eating at that particular place,
that he
gives you authority. He gives you authority to be able to do what God's called you to do. So just realize this, that there's nothing, only friends and people who love you actually give you something and don't expect anything in return. You don't want to be there one day saying your stomach is bitter inside your stomach because you ate something with strings attached. The wisdom for today is Proverbs 23:6-8. Do not eat the food that of a stingy man. Do not crave his delicacies, for he is the kind of man who is always thinking about the cost. Eat and drink, he says, but his heart is not with you. You will vomit up the little you have eaten and will have wasted your complaints.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.